Bush and Gabby. Catch up.
I love a Monday morning for so many reasons, Gab. I call it Monday because I'm all right with Mondays. I'm okay with Mondays.
Yeah, you're the only one. No one else calls it Monday.
I enjoy getting back into work. I get to see my good old pal, Gabby, but also on a Monday, I get to have my one shower of the week.
You're
and
right.
That's the best thing about a Monday, I think. And that's why a lot of people also that live around me and with me enjoy Mondays too.
Yeah, you're right. That is the main reason why I like Mondays, because then it means for the rest of the week it's a little bit more bearable. A little bit.
Well, at least for Monday and Tuesday. Mm. And then after that, I start stanking it up again, especially during the March movement.
It's like you're proud of it.
I am. I wear it like a badge of honour.
You shouldn't.
A stinky badge
you
of honour.
You shouldn't.
All right. It's time for us to get into our separate shower cubicles once again and see what kind of rando thoughts we came up with. Oh, incidentally, I only have one shower a week because I save my shower thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
That's
it's not just because you like the stank.
No,
yeah, you
no.
want to save all your thoughts for a Monday.
That's exactly it. So let's jump into our separate shower cubicles and see what kind of rando thoughts we can come up with.
Woo! That's a bit cold today.
Oh,
you're taking all my hot water.
Well, you know, I'm all right with that.
You know, when you watch hockey, it's a lot more fun if you pretend everyone's fighting over the last Oreo.
Nice. Yes.
Yeah.
Like it. Like it. Good one. Hey, I reckon baths are like reverse boats.
Well, you're right, yeah.
Because the water's on the inside.
Yes. True. People who want a love story like Romeo and Juliet, they've definitely never heard the full story of Romeo and Juliet, have they?
No. No.
I don't think they got to the end.
No, there's no happy ending at the end.
There's really not.
No. No, true. You know how your fingers have fingertips? But why is it your toes don't have toe tips?
They're tiptoes.
Well, that's the thing. You can tiptoe, but you can't tip finger.
But you can fingertip.
I know. I said that at the beginning.
It just blew my mind. Someone who is not fully Scottish, but is partially Scottish,
yeah,
is still Scottish. You get it?
Yes. Yes, I do get it. I think we've given each other a twitch.
I think we have.
And
oh,
I think it's time to get out.
Off,
I think we should.
Talking wedding invites this morning because my cousin got married on the weekend. My family were there. I was not.
No.
Because I wasn't invited. So my mum and my dad and my sister and her hubby were all there enjoying the day, taking lots of photos, and I was sitting at home enjoying their Snapchats.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to know on 13, 12, 16, what are the rules when doing up your guest list for the wedding? Can you invite some members of a family and not others?
Well, it depends if you like all the members of that family. Tracy's on the line. What are there rules?
Yeah, there are rules, but I have two solutions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The first being you just get married at the courthouse and forget everybody.
Yes. I like that idea.
And the second is you just don't get married at all.
Yeah, okay. So either one could work.
I was thinking, because my cousin didn't invite me, I now don't have to invite them. So I have a lot of people that got married before me. So when it comes to my wedding, there's only a handful that I need to actually invite. So I'm at the good end of the list when it comes to weddings, right?
Yeah, that's right. And you can invite them all to the ceremony, the official ceremony.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the party, just only invite a select few.
Yeah, that's right.
Cool. So I'll invite some members of a family, not others. Bring out the popcorn, see what kind of drama unfolds.
And, yeah, exactly. And here's the thing also.
There's going to be drama anyway.
You're right.
What you save on spending on them at the reception, you can spend on yourself on the honeymoon. So
that's why I wasn't invited.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's about you, Gabby. It's not about anyone else when you do your wedding. It's about you.
Mm.
Well, let's just put it out there. I'm not getting married. I feel like this conversation's turned into my guest list ideas, but I'm not engaged. I just had some questions about my cousin's wedding.
You know what? I think I think this is leading to something.
No, I don't think so. This was not it.
Congratulations.
No.
That's great. I can't wait until I get my invitation in the mail.
Only your wife's invite.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. Australia as a nation has been rocked by another cheating scandal, this time involving the Australian cricket team. It is disgusting. And Steve Smith, as obviously the team captain, came out in a press conference once they were caught and said, hey, we're really, really sorry. It's a decision we made, the senior players made as a playing group, that we were going to ball tamper in order to try and get some sort of advantage. We got caught. We are sorry. Now, some people are saying, okay, are they sorry that they got caught, or are they actually sorry?
I don't even care if they're sorry or not. The fact that they premeditated cheating is just not on.
No.
And I think they should be definitely banned from playing cricket ever again, because it's just bringing the reputation of Australian sporting greats down.
Yep.
And it's putting this horrible dark cloud over Australia, especially when the Commonwealth Games are only a few weeks away. We're hosting it on the Gold Coast, and here we are with this cheating scandal that isn't going to go away anytime quickly.
No. Now, Michael Clarke, former Australian captain, had this to say about it.
It's premeditated cheating. It's blatant cheating. Okay. It's disgraceful. It's not accepted by anyone, and particularly an Australian. We've got the best bowling attack in the world. We don't need to cheat to beat anybody.
You shouldn't be cheating anyway.
No.
If you lose, you lose. If you lose to a better team, there is no shame in that.
No.
It just happens in sport. You know that
And there's a winner.
And there are certain areas of your game that you have to improve on,
exactly.
All right? It's simple, really. And it is disgusting, the fact that they have cheated, and, you know.
Everyone's very upset about it this morning for good reason, because it's just a horrific thing to happen, especially when, you mentioned, Hamish, you had to explain it to your kids.
I did, and that's the thing. I was watching some of the footage yesterday as it came through, and, a bit of morning TV on Channel 9, the Today Show, Weekend Today or whatever it was, and they were talking about it. And my son Sammy was there at the breakfast table as well, and he's started asking questions. Like, he's six, and he's like, well, what's cheating? I'm like, okay, well, that's, you know, when you do something
that you're not allowed to do.
You're not
it's
allowed to do
rules.
Yeah, in order to win a game or whatever. It's really bad. And then we got on to why are they cheating then, when, you know, they're playing for Australia, they're playing for our country. And I'm like, I don't know, mate. They've obviously done the wrong thing, and it is really poor form, and it's not a good idea to cheat.
And that's tough, because these guys are role models for, especially in Australia, where sport is so massive. They are huge role models for kids. And if kids are looking up to them and they see them behave in this way, shape and form, and they think, oh, well, that's okay, because my idol is doing it, therefore I can do it.
Yeah.
And I want to know, 13, 12, 16, how do you actually explain it to your kids? How do you have this conversation? They could be six, but they could be 16.
Yeah, that's
right. And how do you have this conversation to say, I know that your idol's done it, but you can't? Like, that's difficult.
It is difficult. I couldn't explain it to a six-year-old. Yeah. I had great trouble yesterday. All right, give us a call, 13, 12, 16. We want to know, how do you explain this to your kids? Jamie's on the line on 13, 12, 16. Got any ideas?
Yeah, how you going, Amos? I just think it's an absolute disgrace, like you guys were saying, especially in Australia, in my cricket, the gentleman's game, obviously.
Mm.
And the way that you guys were saying, how do you explain to your kids? Well, it's just one of the things you don't do. Well, I don't have any kids. I'm only 21, but it's just like when you're teaching your kids manners and all those sorts of things, it's just something you don't do, is it?
So is this like a case of, this is a perfect example of what not to do when playing cricket, and you kind of push it that way?
Exactly, yeah. And obviously it's just with any sport, but and then as you were saying, these are people's idols. If they're going to be cheating, well then who knows what the future of sport's going to be if these fellas are cheating.
Well, yeah, maybe it's another case of, with your kids, talk about who is a better example or a better idol to look up to. If this person was, Steve Smith was your idol, maybe we need to look at finding him a new one.
I think time to trade him in on
Michael
a new model.
Michael Clarke, how about him? Yeah, he looks good.
Yeah.
I know he's not playing anymore, but just look at the historic matches.
Go back through some old video feeds and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's definitely a tough one. There's no doubt about that. Mm. And, you know, they've just got to make an example of him and just say, that's it, you're done, mate. Time for you to go.
And it doesn't matter. That's the only way to move forward, isn't it? Because if they are lenient on him, then it is going to set an example for people in the future to try to get away with these things.
Yeah, and you get away with it. You get a slap on the wrist and that's it. I think they really do have to make an example of not just Steve Smith. I mean, he was the captain, obviously, but Cameron Bancroft and Dave Warner, anybody that knew about it. It's
agreed.
It's sad for Australian cricket, but I think it has to be done.
Scoopla.
Now time to catch up with Dean McCarthy, our LA Scoopla correspondent, because there's always goss coming out of Hollywood. How are you, Dean?
G'day, guys. You know what? I'm going to hop into my teleport machine. We're going to go back to 1999. We're going to be talking about Kevin Federline, who was, of course, Britney Spears' ex. Now, if you're wondering why I'm talking about someone so from the past, here's the deal. He wants more money from Britney. She currently gives him $20,000 a month. Okay, as a like child support type thing, right? You know, because she's worth millions and millions. He wants more money. They've gone back to court. She's asking to see his tax returns to make sure he's not blowing the money up the wall. And then over the weekend, just of all the dumb things you could do, I've found out there is nothing dumber than this. He goes and has a $100,000 birthday party in Las Vegas with all these blonde girls with these gigantic, you know, bodies, everything everywhere. Imagine a play. It's like a Playboy party, that kind of vibe. Anyway, Britney Spears is going to see this on Twitter and Instagram and everything. They're going to defend her right to kind of not increase his spousal support when he's blowing it up the wall.
Yeah, because that money's meant to go towards the kids, not towards his extravagant birthday.
Playboy bunny.
Wow, what an idiot. Yep. Also, trying to go, Katy Perry, what's going on with her?
Okay, Katy Perry, she can do no wrong. I love her. But here's what's going down. Now, you may know she's the guest judge on American Idol. She got $25 million for that contract. One of the highest paid reality judges ever. Anyway, lately she's been kind of acting up a little bit. She's been given a warning from the producers, as that's what's being reported, because she's being kind of like extra frisky and extra edgy. So the other day, she kissed one of the contestants on the lips, not like romantically or anything like that, but she kind of like, they think that she went like a little bit too far. You may have seen it. Look it up online. You'll see it everywhere. But you know what? So she's been pulled back in a little bit. And I tell you what, the ratings are going really well. This season of Idol is excellent. And you can check it out on Fox 8 Express from US on Foxtel only. So, you know, there's the plug.
I feel like the ratings are great, though, because the contestants are awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, I've seen a few of the contestants,
really,
and
good.
They are incredible. I'm not watching it for Katy Perry.
Exactly.
If you want to catch up with everything else, you can, of course, go to your Scoopla page at hit.com.au. Thank you, Dean.
Bye, guys.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.